I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Turn it up.
Okay.
Yo, check this.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Too sexy for this, sir. Too sexy for your girl. Too sexy for this world. Too sexy for this ice. Too sexy for that jack. Yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy for this chain. Too sexy for your game. Too sexy for this fame.
Devin McCourty is brought to you by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Just visit Zooty.com for details. Devin also brought to us this week by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Ketch's Law Group. And it is a Patriots Friday, and Devin McCourty joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Devin.
Hey, man. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing great. Did you get a chance to watch the game last night?
I got to watch some of it. Not most of the game, no.
I mean, I don't understand how the Tom Brady keeps getting those no calls. Can you? What is going on with this NFL? It happens all the time.
They don't call offensive pass interference in this league. I saw that on Twitter this morning.
They don't.
And they, yes, yes.
It's good to be an offensive player today.
Well, I'm sure that you're ready for Sunday. You're ready for it to get here. I think we asked you this maybe a couple weeks ago, but anything with one less preseason game, do you feel like that's affected the way that you guys have prepared? Is anything different this heading into this week one for you guys?
No, I mean, I would say the preparation's been, very similar. I think it was obviously different. Usually we had that game at the end of the week, that last week, Thursday, usually where, like, you prepared for it. You talked about the game, you talked about the opponent, where this year, like, you just didn't have that. So we continue to work on ourselves, doing things that, I think we still did, the previous years, but you just take out the opponent, that preparation, it changes things a little bit. But as far as preparing for week one, I would say it's still been pretty similar.
Devin, when you talk about the pass interference and some of these new rules that they have, and they threw a couple penalty flags last night for the taunting, what are some of the things that you have to change now? It seems like every year as a player, the longer you're in this league, what are some of the things you have to change from a defender's standpoint when you're covering receivers?
Yeah, I think, too, like we always talk about, playing the game as a kind of the way it's being officiated, not every week coming in thinking that you can play a certain way, but like within the game of kind of understanding, whether we're on defense or the other teams on defense, of like, hey, man, they're calling it tight when it comes to legal contact, or they're calling a lot of holding calls. I know in the secondary, that's something we think about on a regular, kind of as the game's going along, like, hey, let's pay attention to how they're officiating it, because, each week is kind of different, and you just hope that within that game, the officiating is pretty consistent. And I think then you can adjust how you're playing. But I think this league calls for the defense each week to kind of pay attention to those things and then go about it, as it's being officiated. You can't come in with a mentality every week that you're going to play a certain style, because you don't know how it's going to be wrapped, and you have to change to that.
Devin, you don't just face the Dolphins in week one, but you face your twin, Jason. What's the family dynamic like leading up to a game like this?
It's fun, man. We haven't experienced this in a couple years now. We've played each other twice, in 2012 and in 2015. And then, it's been a huge gap in between because we were on the same team. So, it'll be a lot of fun, man. Family will come up this weekend. They'll cheer him on, I guess, in silence probably during the game. But at my house, it'll be all Patriots gear, and everybody will be ready rooting for the Patriots. And I told them whatever they choose to do in Miami when we go down there, that's up to them. But week one, we got all Patriots fans.
Do you guys speak every day leading up to the game?
A little bit. We don't talk as much as we usually do. Like now, we talk, it'll be about the kids or about like someone coming to the game. We don't have like our normal conversation where we just kind of catch up and talk about what's going on. Even in football, like we kind of leave that out of it this week.
Since I've been told that it is a funky Friday around these parts, are you surprised that Cam Newton has not landed somewhere yet, Devin?
I think in this league, there's a lot of really good free agents that, you know, as we get older, teams don't always like to pull the plug. You talk about how long it took Le'Veon Bell to sign, and I know Cam's still out there, guys like Adrian Peterson, guys that have still shown that they can be effective and, you know, can go out there and produce. You know, sometimes it takes time, but I think obviously for him, the spot he gets in, he'll be ready to go. The guy's a true professional. We saw that every day he was in this building. But, you know, this league sometimes is waiting for the right opportunity to go out there and play. And I think, you know, I'm sure that's somewhat of what he's doing to get a good opportunity to go out there and show what he can still do.
Devin, we talked about this before. The having a guy like Stephon Gilmore out there allows you to kind of roam free a little bit when you're playing man-to-man coverage. You won't have him for the first 6 weeks of the season. What does that do to you guys defensively, and especially you knowing that, all right, maybe you don't have that type of caliber player, so you might have to help a little bit more? What is your mindset going into the season knowing that you don't have a player like Gilmore, and how does everybody else have to kind of pick up the slack?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I think you have a guy that kind of ability that's, you know, really rare to have and a guy that's out there. I think it changes game plan, how you play, and I think that's what it ultimately comes down to. Like, once you get out there on the field, whatever we worked on throughout the week is going to be what it is. But, like, going into that week and how we do things, I think changes a little bit just because you don't have a one guy that you can step in and be like, all right, you beat Gilmore for this week. Like, you don't have that. If you did, you know, he wouldn't be Stephon Gilmore. So I think for us defensively, especially in the secondary, it's all just playing together, playing football and understanding where everybody's at, understanding where your help is, where we need to be within the defense or whatever it's called, and then playing good football to that, not worrying about Gilly not being out there, not worrying about what, you know, we might have done if he was there. Like, we have to throw all of that out and just go out there and play and execute the game plan. I think that's what guys have been focused on. I think that's what we'll do Sunday, and, you know, hopefully that brings us a victory.
Being a leader in this locker room, I've seen a lot of guys say that they've talked to Mac and said, you know, don't treat this like a rookie season, you know, control this offense. So to me, it seems like he's earned the respect from the guys in the locker room. How has he been able to do that so quickly?
Yeah, I think just being himself. You know, I think as Wiggy knows, in the locker room, no one cares about, you know, where you come from, you know, what school you went to, what you do. Like, no, everyone cares about, do you come in, are you prepared, are you ready to play good football? And I think that's what he's done. He's come in, he's been prepared every day. He just put his head down and work. And, you know, I think that's what earns the respect of your teammates, whether you're a rookie, whether you're a free agent, whether you play quarterback or core special teamer. None of that really matters when you talk about gaining the respect of your teammates. It's about your attitude and what you come in and how you perform every day. I think he's shown that, you know, that's something that's going to be a focus of his, and that's what he wants to do. And it's been great. I think, you know, with all of the rookies that have come in, Perk, Ramon, all of those guys, Mondre, they come in and they've just worked. You know, even a guy like Bledsoe, who hasn't had opportunity to be out there, he continues to answer questions in the meeting room and be prepared and do those different things. And that's what it takes coming in as a rookie or a new guy.
Hey, Devin, the other day Mac Jones was asked if he was surprised he won the starting job, and he said not really. He's obviously pretty confident in his abilities. From your experience in this league to succeed, how confident do you need to be? And then on the flip side, is there a danger of being overconfident too?
No, I mean, I think that's life. You know, I think anything you do in life, you need to be confident. and teeter that line of being confident and not being overconfident where, you know, you don't prepare or you're not ready to go. I think those are the things that can show up. But, you know, being confident all comes down to, are you putting in the work? Are you doing what you need to do? And if you are, then you should have a level of confidence. And I think we have to play the game like that as a team. You know, we're out here working hard throughout training camp preparation this week for the first game. Like, we got to go out there and be confident, play fast, you know, play hard. And I think that comes from your preparation and everything you do. You know, if you go out there and you're confident and you didn't put in the work, you're just trying to fool yourself. And, you know, I think that's something as a team and individuals we can't do.
Devin, with regard to Cam and Mac, Rob Ninkovich had reported that he had sourcing inside the building that Mac had to help Cam.
Sources.
And Bill does not like that, first of all, but that Mac had to help Cam when it came to still at this point when it came to learning the playbook. Is that you aware of anything like that? Anything that you've seen where there are tutoring sessions going on in Mac's backyard? Anything that you know about?
No, I think you got to get Ninko in there. And we got to get him on the show and reveal his sources. Let us know what's going on. My guy Nick's turned into full media sources, and I talked to this source and that source. That's high. I don't know. We gotta ask Ninko about that one.
You think he may be fraudulent when it comes to the source that he has in the building?
See, I don't want to start spreading those rumors. I don't know. Ninko's a smart guy. He knows that, so I don't know.
Devin, I know you were in a similar situation to Mac Jones in the sense that you were a rookie who came in and had a play right away. Is there any advice that you give, you know, a guy like Mac or even other rookies that have to start right away, that there's a lot of pressure on, especially certain positions, cornerback position, quarterback position? Is there advice that you've been giving to him because you're one of the leaders on the team? Hey, here's what you need to look for as being a young starting player in the NFL?
No, you know, me and him, we've talked about, like, you know, playing safety and the different things, you know, that I read and look at our quarterbacks. But as far as, like, just playing, you know, just be yourself. You know, there's nothing that you can do that is going to change, you know, who you are or how you play. And I think, I know for me, the key was leaning on some of those veteran players and the coaching staff when it comes to information and knowledge throughout the game. And he's already been doing that. So I think he's a guy that, you know, he's a tough critic on himself. So I don't think anyone has to worry about, you know, him, you know, not wanting to do great or different things like that. So it's really just going and playing. And honestly, it's probably not listening to too many people, just going and doing what you normally would do. Because I feel like, you know, sometimes we get so into trying to tell people what to do and people listening that they sometimes psych themselves out. So I've kind of left him alone and let him do what he does because that's what's worked for him to this point.
Looking at another Alabama quarterback, Tua, this weekend, what's it like preparing for a guy like that as you head into week one?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, Tua presents a lot of challenges, which obviously we saw that second game last year. And I think he's even better as a player when we talk about reading the defense and putting him in the right play. But I think his ability to, you know, find the right play and to create plays on his own. Last year, you know, we blitzed him. He kind of faked the throw, jumped inside, and was able to score a touchdown in the red area. I think that ability to escape and then to make different throws on the field make him tough, and it's something that we got to, you know, be prepared for and do a good job of trying to keep him in the pocket and also executing our coverages.
Since Mac played with him in college, does he give you guys any inside scoop on how to get into his head?
No, not really. We've talked about some of the things that he might be reading and doing from his college days. But, you know, I think a lot changes. Once you get in the NFL, you get different coaching and different things. So we've leaned on him a little bit, but not too much.
Well, you can't taunt guys no more anyways. You throw a 50-yard penalty nowadays, man.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
Well, man, You've been in the league a long time, and I know I've been out of the league a long time.
A long time.
But how has it changed just for you to, like, you know, from where you started? And I'm talking more about the officiating, about how you can't taunt or how you can't have fun no more, some of the way defenseless players. Like, how are you really adapted to that and consistently being able to stay on top of it without getting frustrated? I know I would be frustrated.
I think just paying attention to what's going on and not, you know, kind of being blindsided. And, you know, I think even from a style of play, from when I first got in the league, of, you know, offenses still were running 21 personnel, two backs, you know, things, and hard play action. Like, you rarely see that, you know. Like last night, you know, I saw all over Twitter the stats of the game for the quarterbacks. Like, one has 50, one of them has 60 pass. Like, it's just it's a passing league. It's a spread offense. Get people in the open field, quick throw. Like, it's so much of that, you know, and it's so different. I think it's all a part of, if you can have longevity in the NFL, of figuring out how you stick around, how you can still be a good player. You know, I think that's one of the things that you have to figure out as you get older, because, like you said, the league can change each year.
Devin, full stadium Sunday, first regular season game with a full stadium. Will that make a difference for you guys?
Oh yeah, man, it should be electric in there. The energy. I mean, even, you know, the one preseason game we had, I think, was a sign of how much, you know, people miss being in the stadium and all of that energy that was in there. So I'm sure Sunday it'll be packed in there. The fans will be cheering. They'll be ready to go. So it'll be great.
All right, we'll let you get to work. Thanks for being on this morning, and we'll talk to you again next week. Devin McCourty.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.